Please enter your new password.
Okay, radio.
Sorry, your password must contain at least 8 characters.
All right, radio station.
Sorry, your password must contain 1 numerical character.
Okay, 1 radio station.
Sorry, the password must contain at least 1 uppercase character.
All right, 1 capital F'n radio station.
Sorry, the password must contain at least 1 punctuation.
Fine. 1 capital F'n radio station. Now please give me my password now! Exclamation point!
I'm sorry. That password is already in use.
Oh no!
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in 2 flaps of a butterfly's wing.
What month is it?
Wait, what month is it?
What month is it?
It's May.
What day is it?
May 1st.
This is May Day.
May Day.
May Day.
We had a terrible experience.
Well, that was last month. This is this month.
It's a better times, huh?
Well, it can't get any worse.
Think positive, think positive.
I can do that.
All right.
Let's get this show on the road.
Showtime.
Yes, sir. It's May Day. It's all about May.
It's gonna be May.
What month is it?
What
month is it?
It's
May. What day is it?
May 1st.
This is May Day.
May Day.
Yeah, so we're off to a great start.
We had a terrible experience.
Well, that was last month. This is this month.
Hi there.
Better times, huh?
Well, it can't get any worse.
Yeah,
think
I can't.
Positive. Think positive.
Nope. I can do that.
All right.
Nope. Let's get this show on the road.
We will.
Showtime.
All right. Take 2. Hi there. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get your... How do we get through our microphones and mixing equipment into your Alexa device and then permeate into your ear holes? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. We take all the show segments that we do during the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, and we repack it into a full-length podcast. It drops around noon. You can find that on the Alexa by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And then you can also search The Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Pretty much anywhere you get your podcast, you can find The Mike Show VA. We are one of the most listened to performing arts podcasts in the nation, believe it or not. And, okay, so speaking of which, it's Theatre Thursday. In addition to being May Day, in addition to being National Password Day, and whatever other cockamamie bull crap they come up with. Well, anyway, so we have guests aplenty. I think we've got 2 theater groups that are going to be joining us, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. I have not checked the schedule. I just haven't, and there's only 1 on the schedule because I didn't get around to getting Erin in the system, and she's going to be helping to update as well, and so it's a thing. I need more helpers. That's what I need. Actually, we need a producer in studio is what we need. Maybe we'll see if Erin is willing to do that during summer break. Done now. Okay. What else? Oh yeah. So listen to this. We're going to talk about words and phrases that are overused so much. They're just meaningless at this point. Literally is one of the things. Literally. Now this is number 12 on the list. But Tab uses the word constantly. Not, she doesn't use the word constantly. She uses the word literally. Constantly. And sometimes she uses it correctly. Sometimes she misuses it. But the word literally is misused more than it's used appropriately in this survey. This was on Ask Reddit. There's 19 in all, and we'll talk about that. Plus our top list, top things that really are a crisis, because crisis is one of the words that are overused. Even if that word is overused, top things that are really a crisis. Okay, that's all on the way. What else? Oh yeah, it's Thursday, so we've got either Foster or Kayla joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and typically they bring us a guest. So we'll check in with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and we'll find out what's going on. Now, I have mentioned several times on several shows that I am getting my hair cut. It's happening. It's happening today. I have an appointment to see Ronnie at 11:30. So right after the show, I'm gonna scoot like a big galoot, and I'm gonna head on out over to Ronnie's, and I'm gonna get my hair cut. So I want to share with you. I can probably get it off of my Facebook page. That's where I got it in the first place. All right, so photos. Let me look. Is this just photos of me or my photos? My photos. Okay, I'm scrolling. And I know, I was off to such a good start, and now I'm kind of derailing the show just a little bit. But here, this is the look that I think I'm going to go back to. Right there. Yeah, if I hop in a time machine, I can maybe do that. I will not, absolutely positively will not dye my hair. Okay, that is not going to happen. I earned every one of these grays, and I continue to earn every one of these grays every single stinking day. So no, I will not be going to that. Let me see. Where is it? Okay. No, I wanted to show the other one before I show that one. All right. So how do I do that? See profile picture. Yes, I know. It's the elderly surfing the internet. What could possibly go wrong? Here. Scroll. Click it. Now, I really, really do like the I really like the longer hair too. All right, share screen here. Okay, so I've shown this photo, and I've said, and if you're listening, by the way, you can always go to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, and you can see what I'm talking about. But I've shown this photo. This is my James Bond look. And quite frankly, or my Jack Donaghy look, I think it's more James Bond. But I really have been considering and contemplating going back to that look, okay? And a lot of people have supported that look. But then, I don't know. I don't know if that's just too drastic. So, I may compromise and I may go to this right here. Okay, so this beach bum right there. Now that takes a little off the length, makes it curly. I still keep my hair, and I can still go as the dude I can still be the dude for Halloween. So I'm just, you know. I'm serious, man. I am on the fence here. I'm having a quandary, just a quandary. And I think if I go to the really, really short hair again, I don't think I'm gonna like it, quite frankly, because I can pull off the Lebowski look, and I like that. But it's just getting way too long. So if I go back to the, you know, just a little bit shorter, then by October, by Halloween, it'll probably look like that again, and I can be Lebowski yet again for Halloween. I don't know. All right, so I'm on the fence, having a quandary. I'm going to ask a few people. Some folks are going to be in studio for Theatre Thursday. I'm going to ask their opinion. And by all means, if you guys want to weigh in on this broadcast on our Facebook page or send us a message, go ahead and let me know. Should I cut my hair? Should I cut it a little bit? Or should I take it back to the James Bond look? All right, that's what I need to know. I'm leaving it. I'm leaving my look in your hands. Now, if you tell me to completely shave it all off and go down to, you know, like a skinhead look, that ain't gonna happen. All right, that's just not. But you know, for reals, give me some suggestions as to what I should do when I go see Ronnie today at 11:30. All right. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition coming up. We've got your top list. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, and of course, we've got your five random facts and your stupid criminals, all the things that we do. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Now you can learn some Spanish phrases that don't really make much sense.
El camión huele como un sombrero.
The truck smells like a hat.
Mi perro sonríe con la cola.
My dog smiles with his tail.
Mi limonada está bajo el ferrocarril.
Your lemonade is under the railroad.
Estacione, por favor, su coche con dientes.
Please park your car with your teeth.
Those are some phrases for you. And they don't make much sense.
No, they don't. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us. All right. So we are talking actually overused phrases, words and phrases that are overused so much that they're just meaningless, all right? And this, you know, it could be something you hear from companies, slogans, coworkers, your parents, your partner, your kids. Well, anyway, people have started a list online. This is on Ask Reddit, and I'm just gonna do it from the top down. Every once in a while, that's a nice change. So here we go. Longer than usual wait times. I mean, what is a usual wait time, and why do I want to hear that? Okay. Words and phrases that are overused so much, they're pretty much meaningless. AI, and also powered by AI. Even our new fridge is powered by AI, so overused. Crisis, okay? A crisis. When everything's a crisis, nothing's a crisis. You know? When everything becomes a crisis, then really nothing's a crisis. Cleanse. I didn't do that. Cleanse. Detox. Or detoxifying. Overused words and phrases in 2025. Slams. When used in news headlines. My truth. It's already a word for that. It's called opinion. Influencer. Just just tell us you're trying to hawk something. Gaslighting. People misuse it constantly. No, they don't. Stop pretending that they do. See what I did there? Triggered. Aesthetic. The new normal or normalize. Literally. This is number 12 on the list, but this one is somebody's favorite to overuse. Hack or life hack. Synergy. Synergy. Or other business terms like disruptive and mindset. Synergy is such a stupid one. It's so dumb. Thoughts and prayers. Sad but true, the plus side is that we're being pushed towards coming up with things to say that are more personal, expressive, and substantial when people are experiencing pain or someone passes away. I've used the thoughts and prayers thing, but I've gone on to say, oh, so sorry to hear about your loss. You are in our thoughts and prayers. Your loved ones in our thoughts and prayers. I've actually, you know, been a little bit more, you know, involved in crafting some sort of a response that doesn't sound, you know, like cliche-ish or something that you could just click on the button. It'll insert those words for you. Artisan. Artisan or artesian. Artisan. Woke. Woke was so 2020. Unprecedented. It's just unprecedented. And then bra. Did it ever mean anything? Bra. Hey, bra. Hey, bra. Hey, bra. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. So Reddit users list crisis as one of those words used so frequently, it's basically meaningless now. And we completely agree. Unless it's being used to describe any of the situations from today's list, it's our top list today. See what we did here? Top things that really are a crisis, even if that word is overused. All right, here we go. Number one. I'm going to ding this. There we go. All right. Top things that really are a crisis. Your Instagram post has been up for almost a minute. Nobody's liked it. Top things that are really a crisis. After you bit into the burrito, everything fell out on the other side. The Brita pitcher is empty. Again. And again. And again. And again. And oh, by the way, so is the Keurig. Tab. The Keurig is empty. The Brita pitcher is empty, which I fill the Keurig with. Keurig. All right. Top things that really are a crisis. Your parents want to start charging you rent. Nobody at work notices your bangs. These are all crises. Top list today. Top things that really are a crisis. The gas station squeegee left streaks. Top things that are really a crisis. The restaurant uses QR codes instead of a menu. You didn't realize you're out of shampoo until after you got in the shower. And top things that really are a crisis. Do I have that? I think I have it. Okay, there we go. Oh, good. Good, it's just this. Okay, and take two. Top things that really are a crisis, even if that word is overused. Your Tinder date pulled up in a Cybertruck. Cybertruck! All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. I hope you will join us today. We're going to be at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Let me find. There we go. I know I wasn't quite ready, but it's I'm pretty quick on the fly here. All right, here we go. So join us at Three Roads today for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. It is back 5 to 7. We've got Tommy Bryant is going to be joining us. Tommy Bryant Music from 5 until 7. It's happy hour at Three Roads. The Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series continues. We're going to learn about Tommy. We're going to do an audience Q&A. Plus, you have a chance to win some great prizes. We have the prize wheel, and you'll get to play a game called Prize or Nothing. The prize wheel has 12 spaces on it. One of the spaces is marked prize. The rest of the spaces are empty. They have nothing on them. So if you spin the wheel and it lands on prize, you win a prize. Maybe you'll win...
Cybertron!
No, you won't. But you could win Jersey Mike subs. You could win the $3... Three Roads tokens that you can use at the bar, at the tap room. You can also win Hillcats tickets and so much more. That is all on the way tonight. It is the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series with Tommy Bryant. All right, coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Carnival has banned 24 cruise passengers for getting into a huge brawl. But it's partially Carnival's fault for putting a Waffle House on the ship. Christy Brinkley revealed the moment she could no longer be with Billy Joel. Like the rest of us, it's when he released We Didn't Start the Fire. Sammy Hagar and Alex Van Halen are feuding. That situation is being closely monitored by your uncle who still has a mullet. UPS plans to cut 20,000 jobs. But it's great news for people who are hoping to find brown shorts for sale at Goodwill. And the chin is supposedly the second biggest erogenous zone for men. But since this is America, make that chins. This is not headline news.
It is not. It is the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy that you're joining us or sticking with us on this Thursday. We are running a little bit behind, but not as late as we usually do, because we've had a lot of people on the show. We're looking at tower cam position number 4, looking at the river and the boat launch right on the James River, looking at the Amherst side of things. All right, so is this obvious or earth-shattering? I actually like that. I want to turn that into some sort of a contest or a game or a segment. Obvious or earth-shattering? So this lady, she found out that you can share battery life. Believe it or not, I have done this with my laptop. I've actually plugged my phone in to my laptop, and not just to, you know, like transfer files or videos or anything, but I've actually plugged it in, and I've noticed that the battery charge thing starts working. And I've always wondered, is it like is my battery on my phone being charged by the laptop, or could it work vice versa? Well, anyway, so a lot of people are talking about this. I'm going to play you the audio from the video where this lady, she's it's a viral TikTok right now. She realizes she can charge her phone by hooking it up to one of her friend's phones. Here, listen.
So yeah, me and my friend came out to eat, and my phone is on 3%. So I ain't have no block piece, but I had a charger. So she said, you can use my phone to charge it. I'm like, what? Her phone is really charging my phone. I did not know that. Did y'all know that? And they automatically charge whatever phone has the lowest battery. That's crazy.
And that's the thing. They automatically charge the phone that has the lowest battery. That is shocking or obvious. Obvious or shocking. Obvious or shattering. Now, of course, it isn't always an option that you can charge from your laptop or somebody else's phone. It also works with watches. But she had her charging cable and it was compatible with her friend's phone. Some phones don't even require one. You can just lay one phone on top of the other, and it has a
ask your doctor phone, if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Little phone orgy. Also, you need to make sure the phones play nice and that you're not agreeing to have anything transferred or synced to somebody else's phone. But the biggest hurdle is this. Unless you're being very devious, your companion needs to agree to giving you some of their charge, which might be a bigger ask than you might think. So anyway, there you go. It is the Mike Show. We're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what people say. Here we go. Number one. Factories in China.
Hello.
Hi. Produce roughly 80% of all toys and 90% of Christmas goods sold in the U.S. Wow. Number two. Johnny Cash's birth name wasn't Johnny. He didn't have any first name. His parents gave him the initials J.R. because they couldn't think of a name. When he enlisted in the Air Force, they needed a name, so he picked John. Number two, Saved by the Bell, the new class, had a longer run than the original Saved by the Bell and produced more episodes. Number four, Midnight Train to Georgia was originally called Midnight Plane to Houston because the songwriter was talking with Farrah Fawcett And she said she was taking a midnight plane to Houston to see her family. I don't think that... No, it doesn't have the same ring. And then number five. There are several animals that are immune to snake and scorpion venom, including pigs, hedgehogs, and skunks. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we have your audio vault. We're going to place sounds lovingly in your ear holes. It's all on the way.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, Audio Vault. We're going to get stupid. We've got good news for you as well. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. It brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. So, Foster, I was so inspired by your hair that I am going to change mine. I'm going for a drastic major change, and no. This is not the change. This is me, by the way. This is me back in the mid-90s as a radio executive in the Northeast, riding in our company limo. Do you love the red crushed yes. velvet lining headliner in the limo?
That is so cool.
It is, yeah. But that is me back in my suit phase because we all wore suits in the mid-90s in the Northeast. And so that was me. And if I want to go back to that look, I'll have to get a time machine. Okay, so that's not going to work. However, here, let me stop sharing. And I'm thinking. I don't know. I need your opinion, quite frankly. Okay. If you can give me your opinion on what you think. And I realize this isn't the segment, you know, this isn't, you know, what we do here. And I realize I'm also running late with other segments, but, you know, I digress. I still need your help. Okay. So here, this is another possibility. Okay. This is my James Bond.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, it's, you know, shaved on the sides and the back and a little bit longer on top. Kind of a look I rocked a couple years ago until I started growing my hair out. So that's a possibility, but that might be too drastic.
You have been growing your hair out for like the entire time that we've known each other.
2 years.
And my question to you is, have you found a new barber?
No, but my old barber is back.
Oh, awesome.
He's barbering. So I have an appointment at 11:30 today, right after the show. To get my hair cut. So then there's this look, okay, which I think I still can pull off.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. But I think it might be a little bit too drastic. Let me find it here. I know it's in there. Or I might do a happy medium, which is this one right here. That's about a year ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a familiar look to me.
Yeah, so that's a year's worth of hair that'll get chopped.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I think, is your hair long enough to donate if you were to go super short?
Yeah, it's super, super long.
I mean, I would do that. Be free. Go short for the summer. That's what I did with my hair when I cut it really short like 2 years ago. I donated it.
Yeah.
And it felt so good because I was like, wow, I just whacked all that off and now somebody's going to enjoy it.
Okay. All right. So I will take that all under consideration.
Or we can match. You could get the baby bangs and like the short. I bet you could do like a little Shirley Temple, like curly bob.
I definitely could. I could pull that off. All right. Well, then that's what I'm going to do. Maybe. I don't know. All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. We bring Foster in on the program right around this time, each and every Thursday. So what's going on with the Bedford Area Chamber?
We have our awards open, and they're actually closing today. So that is very, very relevant. But we've gotten a lot of nominations, a lot of different organizations and people than we normally do. I think I mentioned this last week, but we have two new award categories this year. We kind of stepped away from Citizen of the Year because it's more of like a broader definition. And there are some service clubs in the area that do a lot better job of like honoring citizens that have donated their time for non-business related activities. But we're doing Boss of the Year and Employee of the Year. And it has been really cool to see people love on the people that they work with. There are some really amazing professionals in this area that are doing amazing things. And I get to, as with all of Chamber things, I learned so much just through reading the submissions.
Oh, absolutely. And you learn so much about the, you know, not only the folks that are being nominated, but also the business itself mm-hmm. and their employees. Really, really cool. So the Excellence in Business Awards, today's the last day to nominate.
It is. It's the last day. And there's a Google form on that page that you have pulled up there that you can just fill out. It'll literally take 2 minutes of your time.
Okay.
Or you can just stop by or even just call us and we can take your submission over the phone. But anybody can submit a nomination. You can nominate people and businesses for multiple categories. And we try to recognize just different facets of our business community. So there's an agricultural award, Rising Star Award for newer businesses, small business, large business, and then those two individual ones that I talked about. So there's a lot of great things, great ways to recognize people. And it means a lot.
And then when will the awards be presented?
Oh, they'll be presented at our annual gala, which is actually in September, September 25th. Okay. So it's a long time, but it's like a very long process of selecting our award winners. So after we notify everybody of their nominations, we then send them a questionnaire with different questions for each award category. And they just tell us a little bit about their business, some of the accomplishments that they have done over the last 2 years or even before. And to see if they qualify, well, they're all qualified, but see who maybe matches up best for the criteria.
Sure.
And we'll also do, we did this for the first time last year, but we interviewed the nominees and we put together award videos to tell people about who they are at the gala. And it's so much better than us just reading off a sheet, like this business has been around for this many years. Instead, you get a visual of like what they're doing and who they are. And they're telling their story about their contributions to the Bedford area. So that takes a long time to do too. So we'll be hyping them up all summer. There'll be a lot of promotion. And then in September, we'll finally have the winners solidified. And as you know, it's really cool at the gala to see everybody presented. It means a lot.
No, and it's a very, very well-run gala as well. So looking forward to that, looking forward to attending again this year, and looking forward to seeing all of the award recipients and hearing from them as well. Really cool.
Thank you.
So if you are not currently a Bedford Area Chamber member, you need to be. What are you waiting for? It's very, very affordable for in 2025. If this is the year that you want to grow your circle of influence, grow your contact list, grow your business, this is a great way to do it. You've got how many member businesses?
About 400, and that's not counting the thousands of employees that they all represent.
Yep. 400 or so member businesses with thousands and thousands of contacts that you can work with, talk to, share interests. It's all available, and all the information is on the website, BedfordAreaChamber.com. Did we miss anything?
No, I don't think so. If people want to learn more, the website's the best way to do so.
Yep. Hit them up. BedfordAreaChamber.com. Foster, thank you again for taking so much time, and I look forward to seeing you next Thursday.
Mike, thanks for having me. This is always the highlight of my week.
Oh,
and I look forward to seeing your haircut too.
Stop lying. No,
yeah,
you.
I like doing this.
Cool. So that'll. I'm probably going to post a photo after the deed is done. So that'll be up at the Mike Show VA. All right, Foster, thank you so much. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That's Theatray Thursday. We have a packed house here.
Yes, we do. I am so excited about it. This is awesome.
Aaron is joining on the wing mic, which yes. I guess I could change the camera over here. And then stop that one, and then click on this one, and then bring you up.
Hello, everyone.
And then, boom, there's
Aaron.
Great
to be here for Theatray Thursday.
Off the wing mic right there. So we've got two groups today for Theatray Thursday. But Aaron, first, introduce our first group.
So I am so excited. We have the cast and the crew of The Color Purple, which is opening at Little Town Players next Friday. And they have come to join us to tell us a lot about their show. So we have director Chris Evans. Chris Evans is our Foundation Grant Award winner. And we are
nice.
So...
Nice.
And this is such a foundational show. So, Chris, tell us about the show.
The Color Purple is an American family tale. It's a tale about love, honesty, trust, abandonment. It's just a story about two young women who grow into becoming themselves and the people they meet to help them find who they are meant to be in life.
Beautiful, beautifully stated. And how has been involved in this show? How has it been significant for you and for the community?
Well, first of all, I am so honored to be working with this talented group of people and to bring this show to life to this area. It's one of those things that you wish for, you hope for, and... it just means a lot. It just means a lot that we're able to tell this story, to share this with the people.
Well, this community definitely needs this story, so yes. we're so excited to see it come to stage. So let's go down the line, introduce yourself, and tell us your name and your role in the show. We'll start with you, Miss Linda.
Are we starting left or right?
Let's start with Miss Linda.
To the left. Hi, I'm Linda Gentry, and I am the stage manager for The Color Purple.
Hi, Linda Gentry.
Hi, Mike McKendry. Nice to meet you.
Very, very nice to meet you.
And I'm Jennifer Carson, and I play the role of Seeley.
Tamika Younger, and I play the role of Shug Avery.
I'm Cecily, and I play Sophia.
And I'm Jason Jambrone, and I play the role of Mister.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Tamika and Jennifer, give us an example of how rehearsals have gone and what these roles have meant for you, what you've been bringing to these roles, because they are, most of us know the story of The Color Purple, or should. It was a wonderful novel, made into a landmark film, and then later into a musical. And so what has your role been bringing on with telling the story?
Well, I think it's been a great cast. We've had a great time, and I've really enjoyed everybody. One thing that I didn't realize, you know, I just watched the movie and whatnot, but I didn't realize for Seeley how strong she really is.
Oh, yeah.
How much she had to go through to become the woman that she is. So, you know, I learned a lot, you know, just by playing that role.
How about you, Tamika?
Oh, it's been a wonderful experience so far, and I agree with Jennifer that this cast is stellar, and it seems that everybody has been casted in the exact right place,
yeah.
You know, because they're just bringing alive these characters and really giving life to them. And like Jennifer said, you know, I've learned a lot about Shug as well. You know, Shug was just kind of seen as the sought-after person in all of this, and Shug really needed love. She had never really seen real love, and her and Seeley kind of experienced that real love together, and so it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I agree. And I think it's really wonderful to see two people be able to bring these characters to life on the stage, alive, in a completely different way. And I know you two bring a completely unique experience to these characters, so I'm very looking forward to seeing your performances.
Ooh, thank you.
Jason, Seeley, talk to us about the rehearsal process. How have rehearsals been going? And you guys have a live orchestra, correct?
Yes. We actually, just last night, we worked with the orchestra, and it's been fantastic. Last night was probably one of my favorite of our rehearsals, because we had all of the pieces there, and we ran pretty much the first act, and getting all the kinks out, and it sounds so beautiful. The music, they really have done a great job of bringing that music to life. But the rehearsals themselves have just been a lot of hard work, but a lot of fun. I have a full day. Most of us, if not all of us, have full days before we get to rehearsal. But for me, I get re-energized as soon as I walk on into that theater, and I see everybody who now are, you know, my friends, I feel like. It's a great experience. I have a great time.
Now, how long have you been performing?
I've actually been performing since I was a kid. I'm from New York. I went to a performing arts middle school and a performing arts high school.
Okay.
I was part of a touring drama troupe in New York before I went off to college. And so I've been performing a lot, but I took a long break. And last year I came back with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Okay.
And I promised Miss Gentry that I would go out for Color Purple. And so I wanted to keep that promise, and I'm so glad that I did. It's like I said, it's a lot of hard work, but this cast is amazing, and it's just been great.
Well, and I want to learn about the cast as well. The amount of time that you've been acting, and we're going to ask. I usually ask two very important questions that you could ask any actor or director. So that's coming up. I'm just going to hold it in suspense. How has this been for you, and what are some of the challenges?
Well, for me, this is my very first show.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, this is my very first show.
Okay. She is killing.
She's
killing.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the theater world.
Thank you. When I first came in, I think my biggest challenge was just trying to channel who Sophia is, mm-hmm. right? And I just realized that she has so many similarities to who I am in a way that it made it easier for me to just be me.
Yeah.
I'm Sophia.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even had a post.
Wow, Chris, that makes it easy, doesn't it?
I know, right? I even had a post on Facebook. I was like, I'm at a a FunQuest event for my daughter, and some lady was like, Sophia, and she was calling her daughter, and I looked up. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is not me. Like, that's not your real name. My name is Cecily. Like, get yourself together. But it just was easy. At first, I was intimidated because everybody was saying how long they had been acting, and I'm like, oh gosh. Like, these people are amazing. So the challenge was just trying to live up to their hard work. So,
and I think that's so important as an actor, is bringing yourself, and I think all the actors here are going to agree, is bringing yourself and honoring your own voice in that character and bringing yourself to it. So I'm so glad you've gotten that experience. And Chris, hats off to you for creating an environment allows the actors to bring out their own voices.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and Chris, how has this been a challenge for you, or has it been at all?
Woo! It has been a challenge, and I'm going to say it's been a challenge from day one. The big challenge was knowing that I could find the people to be in the show. That was going to be the challenge. Mm-hmm. And not only people, but people who could embody these characters. It's one thing to say, oh, I can play a part, and you can teach somebody how to be somebody. Yeah. But when you find people who know how to be people, because they create all the time, it was easy. It's difficult because there's 19. Well, rest our soul. It's a large cast. And with a large cast comes a lot of personalities. Right. So that was the biggest challenge, in making sure that everyone felt comfortable enough that if they had something to say, they had space to say it.
Yeah.
Not that they felt stifled in creating of characters, not to feel stifled in saying anything they wanted to say to me if they needed to say it. And for me to be able to express myself to them, to say, we as a family, and I started our first rehearsal, excuse me, I'm getting a little choked up, with the song Family from Dreamgirls, because that's what it was. We had to create our own little family here.
Nice.
And make sure this unit, whatever happened, one hand is going to watch out for the other hand.
And that's
we're
beautiful.
This together.
Well, that is
and,
really beautiful.
And let's talk about your roles as well, and some of the challenges that you face with these roles, if any.
Well, for me, with Suge, I came in believing that Suge was this rough woman who had, you know, been the spotlight of her life, and thinking I was going to have to embody this rough character, right? And I came in and said, no, I really feel like Suge is soft. She's soft. She just hasn't been loved correctly. Mm. And I could definitely understand and feel that and kind of relate to that. And so trying to bring that soft energy, especially as Suge grew and got older and such, trying to bring that soft energy to Suge is just really one of the things I've tried to embody, so that she can love. Mm-hmm. She can be loved as well. So.
And what about your character?
Well, I think with mine, my thoughts about Celie is I took her as a weak woman. And it's like, you know, here this poor weak woman, she's being abused and, you know, mistreated. And then realizing that she's not that at all. She's probably one of the strongest characters that's there because of the way she succumbed her life. Mm-hmm. And just took over pretty much.
Yeah.
So, you know, I came in thinking, you know, I'm playing this weaker character, but no, she's a very strong person.
Nice. Linda, how has your role in this production been? What have you been doing to get prepared for it, and how does it differ maybe from anything else that you've done?
This cast, herding cats. But the cast is phenomenal. My job is very, very easy when you have a cast that's willing to give 100% plus that. And this cast is going all out with this. So it's very easy. It's really easy when you can sit back and just watch the cast grow and develop. And I don't have to really do anything. Just make sure they're there and ready to do what they have to do.
Very, very cool. Well, the question that I have for everybody, and we'll kind of go down the row, and it's a two-part question, and I already know your answer, because it's well, you'll find out. What has been your favorite role, first off, and what would be a role that you would aspire to play that you have not yet played, or what would be a performance that you would love to direct and adapt? And even stage manage. So yeah, we'll start with you.
What do you think?
My favorite role thus far really has been this role.
Nice. That's always the best answer,
yeah,
isn't it?
But it's diplomatic.
It's really because growing up, you know, I saw The Color Purple as a kid, and you have this perception of who this character is. He's mean. He's ugly. He's, you know, just rotten, and I've had a great time, even from day one, really dissecting Mister and not justifying him, but understanding him, and understand his reasons. And there's I love this line in the song when it says, "Tell me how a man can do good when all he knows is bad." And for me, when I found that line, it helped me to understand his transformation, because I could not understand his transformation at first. And so it made me kind of dig a little bit more and peel. And I'm not going to give it away for those who haven't seen the musical, but there is a change from the movie with him and Celie. And I couldn't understand that either. And then when I realized that the only good that he's had was Celie, and when I realized that, so then I started to find all these layers of this character, and I've never done that before with a role that I've played. And so that's why this is my favorite, because it really caused me to actually understand people better. So now, just as a regular person, I understand people have more layers than what we really see on the surface, and that they have reason for their pain. So he's in pain as well. He hasn't been loved correctly. As a matter of fact, he hasn't been allowed to love who he wanted to love correctly. And so he's probably been bitter all this time.
Yeah.
And then the woman he chose wound up choosing the woman he wanted. But anyway, so that made him mad too. But as far as the role that I would want to play, I don't know. I'm going to just wait for Linda to tell me.
Okay. There you go. That's a great answer as well.
Yes.
Well, favorite role, obviously, this one.
Not quite. No. Yeah, this is obviously my favorite role thus far. I do not. I have no idea. I think I'm just so, like, in this role, I can't think outside of this right now. Okay. I have to focus. And who knows? I might be on the scene soon.
Yes. Yes. We'll see. Yes. Chris?
Ooh, okay. I think I'm going to start backwards. The one thing that I do want to direct, and would be a big challenge for me, because directing a large cast musical intimidated me, but I'm not intimidated anymore. Sweet Charity.
That's a great show. Charity. That's a great show.
That's what I love. Thus far, I would have to say my most intimate directing thing that gave me the most joy was Seven Guitars, which I directed with Miss Tamika here a few years ago. So I'd like to do more of August Wilson.
Nice.
Yes.
But yeah, Sweet Charity I would love to do, and one of my favorites is Seven Guitars.
Okay, this is a tough question, truly. I've played several roles since 2021, when I kind of jumped back on the scene after being a theater mom for many years and such. Eveline and, Sour Kangaroo and Seussical and even Dolores Van Cartier and Sister Act. And they've all been great. So I have two answers. I think between Shug Avery, which is one of my dream roles, which was actually one of my dream roles, and Sour Kangaroo in Seussical and musical.
Nice.
Because Sour Kangaroo had a transition. You know, she was first this sour person that brought all this negativity to the scene. And then when she kind of recognized how much more beneficial it was to be positive and to exude that, she turned the corner. And, you know, I've had a lot of kids that have done Seussical Junior and such come back and say, oh, I want to be Sour Kangaroo because I saw you or something like that. Nice. And that impact you can make on young kids who are aspiring to do this and aspiring to create and to perform means something deep within my heart. So I think that becomes one of my favorites because of that, you know, because of the ability to impact some of these younger artists that are up and coming. Let's see, what do I want to play in next? Dreamgirls?
That popped in my head before you said it.
I would love to be a part of a Dreamgirls production. I've loved that musical and movie, you know, for many years. But I'm going to throw in a second one. if anybody's ever seen Shucked, the musical.
Yes, I saw it in March.
Gosh.
Yes.
I love that musical, and all I want to do is sing, I'm independently owned and operated. That's all I want to do. Anyway.
That's a great show.
But that's
I guess for me, I've been doing theater since probably 1985.
Okay.
And I've been really thankful for Little Town Players because they actually gave the African community an opportunity to do plays. So we did Pearly and we did Eight Man Corner. And with those plays, I was grateful to be performing with my husband. Mm-hmm. So that made a
that's wonderful.
More fun experience for me, or a great experience for me. But I think some of my best plays that I really enjoyed was working with Jennifer Petticolis and doing Menopause and Was Still Grooving. Those plays were really fun. And I really enjoyed doing Ain't Misbehaving. This play actually has just been really incredible. And
this is the first time The Color Purple has been done in this area.
It has. And you know, a lot of theaters don't give our community an opportunity to perform unless we're a maid or unless we're a slave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
So this has been wonderful to actually be on the stage and just have a good time and enjoy being us.
That's right.
That's
right.
I wish other theaters would be able to do that, but I don't understand the reasoning why. And as for a future role, I don't know. It's just like the role has to find me.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
You know, this role actually had to find me because I wanted to be in the back somewhere. I wanted to be back there in the back singing somewhere. This role actually found me, so I figured my next role is going to find me also.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's good.
Linda Gentry.
I'm a performer. I'm not an actor. I'm not like these folks. But I so far my favorite role really has been portraying Trayvon Martin's mother. That hits me every time I do it. I get very emotional. It means a lot to me to be able to tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
What's in my future? Maybe
she's
I'm going to retire.
She's getting ready to tell a lie.
I knew
it was coming.
She'll never retire.
She's not.
No, you will not.
Again.
You will not.
Again. No, I'm not sure. I may go into being an agent or a producer or something.
I think you'd be a wonderful.
She is going
I could
to
see
be
that.
A theater patron. That's what she's going to be.
I could see agent. Right there.
Yeah, you'd be a great casting director.
You know, when they need something, they call me. And
absolutely.
We'll figure it out.
Nice. Is The Color Purple, when does it open and where can we find tickets?
Well, it opens on the 9th of May at Little Town Players in Bedford, Virginia. And I think the address is 931 North Ashland Avenue. And you can find tickets at littletownplayerstickets.com. I believe.
You can also navigate to our website, the Mark W. Foreman Foundation.com. It is on our calendar. Click there and you can purchase your tickets directly from that site.
You can actually call the Little Town Players at 540-586-5881 and leave a message and they'll give you a call back from our box office, and you can purchase tickets through there.
Y'all better
book up because
already got my tickets, so I'll be seeing y'all May 11th.
Tickets are going fast. I called the other day to reserve some tickets for my family, and they are going fast. They said
it's great.
And it is a great house. It's a great theater. Yeah. Really, there's not a bad seat in the house. But if you want your pick of tickets, do it now. Get on their website, littletownplayers.com, or go to the Mark W. Foreman Foundation page, and we'll link that up on this broadcast as well. Gang, thank you so much for taking
y'all,
time.
It is an honor. It is an honor to be in the room with so many theater makers and theater lovers, so excited to see this
Absolutely.
Story.
And I really appreciate you taking time as well, and my apologies for us running a little bit late today, but thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Theatre Thursday edition number 2.
Keep them going.
Yeah, absolutely. Each and every Thursday, we have folks from our theater community talking about upcoming performances and upcoming events and things, and today's no exception. Who did you bring for segment 2?
So, I am changing hats from my foundation hat. I am the technical director at Glass Theater, and EC Glass is opening tonight Footloose, which is our spring musical. So, I have brought with me Sam, who is our stage manager, and Sophia, who is a featured cast member in the show.
Hi there.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
I'm doing okay. Definitely very tired, but very excited for the
opening. It's been a long tech.
Well, let's talk about this upcoming performance, and let's talk about your role. Sophia, what will you be doing?
So in this show, I am a part of the ensemble. I've got a lot of different things going on. And then I also had the pleasure of being the assistant choreographer for this show, was really, really fun.
How big is the cast?
It's 30 people,
31?
I believe. 31.
That's huge.
It's very large cast, but it's been a good time. It's a lot of people to work with, but it definitely pays off for sure.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
Since I was 6. Okay. I started dancing before that, so I've been performing since I was younger, but theater when I was 6, I think, over at the Academy.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And you, sir? What is your role?
I am the stage manager for Footloose.
How is that working out?
It's working out really well. I'm in a somewhat untraditional role for stage manager for this show.
Okay.
Traditionally, I'd be in the house, like the audience calling the show, giving cues. But for this show, I'm working backstage, which is definitely much more like suited to me. I like it more, and it really helps the show move. So I'm mostly working to make sure the run crew gets the scene changes on smoothly, and make sure everyone's ready.
And that is one aspect of theater that a lot of folks, they never see it.
Yep. And it's our job to make sure you never see it.
They never see it. They don't know how much goes on behind the scenes to produce each and every show, and that happens every time.
Every time.
And all the rehearsals and everything leading up to that.
Yes. When you're watching a show, you have no idea the chaos that is happening backstage to make it happen.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for helping to manage the chaos.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you been acting? How long have you been acting?
Honestly, I haven't really acted much. I've worked almost exclusively on tech.
Okay.
But I've only started recently.
Yeah, Sam has joined the tech crew in the last year and has just become one of our superstars.
Well, that's fantastic.
He's amazing and always so fun to work with, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun to work with you guys. So,
Sam, is this something that you aspire to do, something that you want to do moving forward professionally?
I plan on doing something in that wheelhouse, whether it be film or theater, like working behind the scenes and getting productions, working with actors, working with directors, or maybe doing directing in some way would be kind of where I hope to end up.
Okay. Now, I typically I will ask a two-part question. You may have heard it, and your answers may vary. What is a favorite role or a favorite performance so far that you've been involved with? And then, secondly, what is a role or a performance that you would aspire to become involved with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Sophia.
Me first. Okay. My favorite role happened last year. I was a sophomore, and I had the opportunity to be in a show called Silent Sky by Lauren Gunderson.
Okay.
And that was my first lead role. I was Henrietta Leavitt. And that show was amazing in so many ways. It was a really intimate cast. There were five of us. There's like three or four people on tech, and we all just became really close, and the experience was absolutely amazing. But the script is really what I loved. The way that Lauren Gunderson wrote that show was so poetic that it really resonated with me in a way that I'd never experienced before, and it was an absolutely amazing opportunity. So that has been my favorite show for, I mean, I guess a year since I've done it. And it was just amazing. But a dream show of mine, I almost got the opportunity to do recently. It's a Chorus Line.
Okay.
I am a dancer at heart. I started doing classical ballet when I was 4. And so coming into musical theater, I do still love to dance along with acting. And to me, a Chorus Line is kind of like the pinnacle of the dancer, singer, actor show.
Nice.
Getting to do everything, getting to really showcase all that you have instead of just like kind of being either an ensemble dancer or a singer or an actor. It's everything, and I love to do everything, so
Nice. That's
kind of my dream show right now. Yeah.
And you, sir?
I'd say my favorite, I had a really great time working on Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
That was my first show. Yeah. And for that one we had a revolve, so like the spinning like turntable in the stage, which I think for everybody there was like a completely new thing.
Yes, it was.
And so it took a lot of getting used to and a lot of learning. But it was really fun to see it work, and it kind of is what got me hooked on doing theater.
Nice.
Just like felt very rewarding to, figure it out and to see it all come together for shows.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Dream show? I mean, I really enjoy a lot of like older theater, like classic stuff would be really fun to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, working on like a production of a Shakespeare play would be great. Like, I think A Midsummer Night's Dream, I think, is my
classics.
My dream show.
Like it. Nice.
It's so fun. Like it's just, to me, it's hilarious, and I love the costumes and the set.
Yeah,
and that would be so fun to work on, and there's so much you could do with that to just try and make it your own.
Yeah, Shakespeare's very diverse. Yeah, that's a fun one.
Footloose is opening.
Yes, and today. Opening today. It is a dance show. So, Sophia, talk to us about the choreography and what the process has been like.
Yeah, it's been definitely a different process for me. Getting to work with the choreographer, Jennifer Paulson, who has done some work on Broadway, has been a very cool experience and something that I've never done before. Her process, she really focuses on the details and the storytelling, and so I feel like the choreography for our show is really focused on the meaning and the plot, which is sometimes you don't see that. Sometimes it's just like dancing and good music, but this, it feels almost more motivated, which is really exciting, and I think it adds for the actors too to be able to have that like basis of what story I'm telling, how I'm telling it through this art form of choreography. And I actually had the opportunity, she had a business venture for a little while, and I got to kind of run the choreography show for a week or so, which was a great experience for me, because I'm interested in going into this in the future. Nice. And so having that opportunity was awesome. And I'm really proud of all what the cast has done, because we're not everybody is a technically trained dancer, but mm-hmm. I still think that the show is very powerful and energized, and the choreography is exciting to
well,
me.
Well, and this sure. particular story...
you and I probably remember the movies.
Yes.
Yeah. Were you guys familiar with the movies before this musical?
Yes.
I was familiar with them, but I hadn't actually seen them until
my favorite story to tell is that the day we always at Glass Theater, we do a huge awards night for mm-hmm. our seniors in a send off, and we announce the show. And the day that award was last year, I watched the original 1983 film for the first time, because I'd seen the 2011 remake, but I watched the original film for the first time before learning that we were doing this show, which
That's
is
awesome.
Such a coincidence. Yeah. So yeah,
and it's a revolution utilizing dance and utilizing music, and
that is
and,
yes, that is the main character's language. Yeah. That's how he deals with the pain in his life, is through dance. Mm-hmm. So having motivated movement and learning that choreography, I think that's so central to telling this story.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Bacon has held up.
Oh, yes. Kevin Bacon crash out in that. I mean, it's iconic. That is the 80s.
I think he has held up, although Tab saw another movie that just basically he played the worst baddie. And I don't know which one it is, but it really freaked her out. So she can't watch Kevin Bacon now.
Well, him and Kiera Sedgwick are still going really strong. They're like the Hollywood power couple I always really root for.
Oh, yeah. No, I always see them on my feed. They're posting me.
Yes.
It's Footloose. It's opening today, and it runs tomorrow, then the 9th and the 10th at EC Glass Auditorium. Mm-hmm. You can find your tickets if you go to ecgt.booktix.com, and we will link that up. You can also go to the Mark W. Forman Foundation
website. Yes, go to our educational theater page. We do not just do community theater. We also feature educational theater calendars.
Nice.
You can find the link right on that website.
Very, very cool. And I'm going to pull that up right now. Did we cover everything?
I feel
like we almost missed something.
So tell us about the songs. What is your favorite song in this musical? Because that to me is Footloose, is the soundtrack. So yes. Sam, what is your favorite song?
Ooh, that's hard. I mean, I really enjoy Holding Out for a Hero. That one's so fun to watch.
It's a fun one to do.
And I love the whole idea of it being their ideal reality. Like it's like they said, mm-hmm. You get rid of the real set. And bring on their dream
fantasy
set, and they get on and the spot. It's seeing it go right back is so cool. And seeing what it's really fun. Yeah,
yeah.
It just looks great.
It's been really fun to put together. That's I think it's not my favorite piece to dance in the show. I am a little more partial to I'm Free, which is our closing of Act One, and to me that's kind of the pinnacle for the kids in Beaumont, the town that it's set in. And the music for that, hearing we have a live pit, and hearing them play for the first time, I wanted to cry. It is not as well known as I Need a Hero or Let's Hear It for the Boy, but that has been my favorite song to sing, to dance, to put together.
Well, I'm partial to Cut Loose, Footloose.
And
I had no idea how much it is on the radio until I started doing this show, but I hear it at least once a day, so I just love grooving to it.
Yeah, and now and just hearing some of these song titles brings me back to whenever I started
this show
being
will.
A DJ.
This show will bring you back. You need to come
in
see
high
it.
School in the will. In the mid 80s.
Yes, it will.
This
it will
amazing.
Absolutely bring you back.
Yeah. And again, you can learn more if you go to markwformanfoundation.org. Just click on the calendars, and you can find the calendar for the educational division. And right there, find your tickets. Or again, you can visit ecgt.booktix.com to purchase tickets for Footloose. Very cool.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's always a joy to come on, and I love being able to wear my other hat. So thank you.
I really appreciate you guys, and appreciate just having the time to spend with our theater community, especially young aspiring actors and tech people. I just think that's tremendous.
Well, y'all are the future, and so it's going to be a great show. I'm very proud of you guys. Yeah.
Thank you for getting me out of class.
Yeah. Got to his AP Gov for this.
Wow. I'm glad we could be
welcome
of assistance.
Welcome back to high school, yes.
Glad we could be of assistance. And break legs, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We're gonna get pretty stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News. That's all on the way. Stay tuned. If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. All right, let's go directly to viral videos. A 10-year-old, Cooper Wallace, won gold for the second year in a row at the Olympic, or the European, rather, Gull Screeching Championship. Has nothing to do with the Olympics. Take two. Something you should know as you listen to him winning again. He's dressed in a seagull costume, and oh, by the way, he's British. Here we go, listen. All right, the European Gull Screeching Championship. Catch it on the Ocho. We did that one. We're going to save that one for stupid criminals. All right, here the Florida woman survived a close encounter with a bear while walking her dog. She ended up smacking it in the head with a bag of cookies. And was able to scare it away. Here's Kristen Savage talking all about it.
I was looking for the bird in the tree, and then I see a black thing come at my leg, and I thought it was an off-leash dog at first, and then I realized it was a giant bear head. She went across for Ringo, and I just pulled him away, and eventually I had him hanging in the air, dangling around on the leash. So I had him up in the air like this, and she would chase him, so I was spinning in a circle, and that's when I spun around so many times I fell and got my leg cut up pretty good. I had remembered my mom handed me a bag of cookies out of her windows for my kids. When I remembered I had them in my hand, I took the bag and I whacked the bear across the face with it.
Wow. All right. Let's go to sports. During yesterday's game between the Cubs and the Pirates in Pittsburgh, a fan fell from the outfield stands during a play. He appeared to get up. And then his body flailed over the railing. His body flipped and then hit the warning track hard. Here's what Pirates GM Derek Shelton said about it after the game.
Thank both our medical staff, the Cubs medical staff, EMS, everybody that got to the gentleman. Even though it's 350 feet of wire, whatever it is, I mean, the fact of how it went down and laying motionless, we're like, while the play's going on, I mean, Craig saw it, I saw it, we both got out there, I think the umpire saw it. Unfortunately, because of the way the ball kicked, it's extremely unfortunate. I mean, that's an understatement.
Wow. Last weekend, Jax Ulbrich, the 21-year-old son of the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, made a boneheaded decision to prank call Shedeur Sanders during the NFL draft. Now the NFL is coming down hard on the Falcons and Jeff Ulbrich to the tune of $250,000. Jeff will have to pay $100,000 of that himself. Here is part of the call he made to Sanders, pretending to be the GM of the Saints.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
It's been a long wait, man.
Nah, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir, let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
What does that mean?
Jax saw Sanders' private draft number on his dad's open iPad while visiting his parents' house. He wrote it down to pull the prank later. Here's Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich apologizing for the leak of Shedeur's private phone number and his son using it to prank call him.
My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions. Obviously not happy and shocked, so I made the Falcons aware of the situation. Our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shedeur, and Coach Sanders were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Mother's Day is coming up. Here's comedian Ryan Singer on something that really surprised him about his mom.
She does things that embarrass me publicly and privately. I'll give you an example. Went to her in my stepdad's house, hadn't been over there in a long time, and she wanted to show me the new workout room they were building, so we go upstairs. She's like, this corner is where we're going to put the treadmill. Then we'll get like a bender ball and put that in the middle. Then over in this corner is where we're going to put the stripper pole. I was like, what did she just say? Did she say stripper pole? She's like, yeah, we're going to put a mirror up so I can watch myself while I'm working the pole. I don't know if you've ever thrown up inside your own brain before. But I was like, no. You're almost 60 years old. You're a grandmother. How am I ever supposed to sleep at night? Knowing at that very moment, my dear sweet mom could be swinging around some greased up stripper pole while Cherry Pie by Warrant is blasting out of a $20 boombox and my stepdad shoving Social Security checks down her granny panties. She's my Cherry Pie, sweet Cherry Pie. Gonna give me some benefits. Unacceptable purchase. I do not approve.
Nope. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right, the great thing about Thomas the Tank Engine is he's always on time, and he's not a speed demon putting children at risk. No, but a 37-year-old woman in New York named Danielle Da Silva was caught speeding, 102 miles per hour to be exact, on Sunday morning, and she had a 2-year-old in her SUV at the time. There was also an adult male passenger in the vehicle. Where'd you go? Oh, did you put it over there on the box? If I am live, and if I wouldn't have had such incredible peripheral vision, I might not have seen it. Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it. All right, take two. When the officer asked why she was driving so recklessly, she explained. Take three. She explained that she was late for a Thomas the Train event. Here, listen to this. Here is the. We have sound on this? Okay, fine. She was charged with reckless driving, reckless endangerment in the second degree, risk of injury to a minor, and failure to stop on the right side of the road. She was released on $500 bond. Good Lord. All right. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A woman came up with a really sweet way to reveal that she'd been able to donate a kidney to her husband, who was battling kidney disease for 14 years. He loves baseball cards, so she had him flip through a few of them for her, but she had a custom one slipped in. It was an image of him with a message about how she just found out she was a match.
Trout?
Ooh, lucky!
Oh, very nice.
Who is it?
Platinum Presents, New York Yankees. Clint Frazier?
Woo! What is it?
Hey, look, it's me.
Hi, Steve. What's it say on the back?
Steve has had a lot on his plate. With his health issues, he's been striking out a lot. He was not sure how he was going to wind up. His wife, Heather, thinks he is a great catch, so she's decided to go to bat for him. Now Steve will be a rookie recipient and have Vanderbilt train.
I'm out today. I'm at work. I'm a mess.
Wow. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, tonight, 5 to 7 this evening, join us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Tommy Bryant will be our musical guest for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series from 5 until 7. You can win some prizes and hang out with us. So come on out and join us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.